You know, I don't think anybody would say that social is a fad. I don't think anyone would say mobile is a fad or local is a fad or big data is a fad or the power of relationships. Like, all of these things are real, and yet brands are still not doing much about them. We can't stop this. And so it's more a question of, you know, do you want to be disrupted or be the disruptor? It's a different world when the U.S. big guys start playing here, when the Crate and Barrels and the Williams-Sonomas and the Targets come in. You see the landscape changes. People are flip-flopping words, like advertising is marketing, marketing is advertising. It's like, couldn't be further from the truth. We actually don't use a lot of apps that are narcissistic for the brand, but we all use a ton of apps that provide us with the level of utility. People go like, oh, I don't have time for this. And if you have time to open the lights and the door for your business, you have to have time for this. There are a lot of instances where brands are trying to get as many people as possible to like and follow them. And what they're not realizing is that the consumer side of the like and following is really for people they know or sort of know or would like to know. And brands don't always fit into that mix. But I do think that that world of search engine optimization has been somewhat uprooted by the ability for people to share and find information through social channels. If you advertise something, product or service, B2B, B2C, and the product does what it says it does and delivers on the promise, and the price point is at such that I feel I'm deriving value for the exchange of giving money, home run. I mean, we live in a dynamic digital world where you can test two or three things every single day for next to nothing, and brands don't do it. And I think a lot of the reason why they don't do the things we're talking about is ego-based. We have a lot of consumers who don't want to tweet plus one, follow friend, chat, be a part of. They just want to watch TV. It's interesting to see that a lot of brands who think they're being very digital are simply putting very passive types of content into an active channel, and then they're trying to sell advertising around it, and I don't know if it's that successful. I believe that there are moments in time when consumers want to be active with media, Twitter, Facebook. They want to be passive with it. I just want to watch a show or read an article. And I think there are opportunities for people who are creating the media and advertising to think, well, if my consumer is just on the NewYorkTimes.com reading an article, what type of marketing message would work with them rather than annoying them?